Mishnah Base. The next two or three Mishnahs discuss the different amounts and measurements of certain korbanos mincha, certain flour offerings, and in particular three types of korbanos mincha which are bought on behalf of the public. They're not private korbanos mincha. And the first one to be discussed is the ha'omer, the korban minchas ha'omer, the flour offering which is bought on the second day of Pesach. And this is the korban which allowed people to eat from the grain which grew that year until this korban was bought. It was forbidden to consume the produce of that particular year. And unlike the vast majority of flour offerings, this came from barley. The flour came from barley, and flour from barley is much more coarse than regular flour from wheat. And as such, it needed to be sifted very significantly. The Mishnah says, Hoyabo isorin misholish se'in. One isorin, which is a tenth of an ephah, and an ephah is equivalent to 3 se'ah. So an isorin is a tenth of 3 se'ah. You would begin with 3 se'ah of coarse flour, and you would sift it very significantly until you would only end up with a volume of a tenth of an ephah. Shtei alechem, the two loaves of bread which are bought on Shavuos, shnei esreinim mishalish se'in, that would be made from 2 esreinim, which begin as 3 se'ah, but after sifting, you end up with only 1/5 of that, which is equivalent to 2 esreinim. This was made of wheat, which was fresh, so it's less coarse than the barley flour. And thirdly, lechem aponim, the 12 loaves of bread which were set up on the shulchan, the stacked table in the Beis HaMikdash. These were baked every Erev Shabbos on Friday, and they were replaced on the Shulchan on Shabbos. Esrim v'arba esreinim, esrim v'arba se'in. Those 12 loaves would be made from 24 esreinim of flour, which began as 24 se'in. These loaves came from wheat flour, which was older. It wasn't new flour, and therefore it needed even less sieving, such that you would start with 24 se'ah and end up with 24 esreinim, which is a much larger percentage of the beginning amount of flour, because it was sifted much less. Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah now goes into the details of how exactly the previously mentioned korbanos mincha were sifted. Ha'omer, the korban omer, which was the offering of flour bought on the second day of Pesach, came from barley, and therefore it required the most sieving. It was sifted by 13 sieves. Some explained that it wasn't literally, they didn't need 13 separate sieves, but it was sieved 13 times. Others explain that they actually used 13 different sieves, one on top of the other, and each sieve was finer than the previous one. Ushtei alechem, the two loaves of Shavuos, were made from flour that was sifted with shtemisrei 12 times, or with 12 different sieves. Velechem aponim, and the 12 loaves of bread which was set up on the shulchan, the stacked table, but achasasrei, that required 11 sieves. Rabbi Shimon says, lo elo kitzvah, there wasn't a fixed amount that they had to do every single time, a specific amount of times to sieve it. Elo solos menuba kol tzorkai amevi. Rather, he had to bring fine flour which had been sifted all that is necessary. And each time he should judge for himself whether it's considered sifted enough, and whether the flour is really considered to be fine or not. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'lo kachto soles v'afisa oisa. And you should take the fine flour and bake it, adjitei menupa kol tzarka. We see that it needs to be sifted fully. But there's no need to give a specific, particular amount of times to sieve it each time, because it could vary from time to time, from flour to flour. He just needs to make sure that he sieves it enough. A korban todah is bought by somebody who is supposed to show appreciation to Hashem for having been saved from a particular dangerous situation. And be as it may, when he brings this korban, the law is that he is required to bring with it 40 loaves of bread. Well, the truth is, as we're going to see, there's 10 loaves of bread and 30 loaves of matzah, totaling altogether 40 loaves. And there were 4 different types, 10 of each. And this Mishnah is really a direct continuation from the previous couple of Mishnayos discussing the amounts of flour which were necessary to make these loaves. HaToidah HaYisabah Chomish in Yerushalmiyos. The loaves which accompanied the Korban Toidah would come from 5 se'ah of flour when using the Yerushalmi measurements. Shehin Shesh Midbarios, which was equivalent to 6 se'ah, if you are calculating using the se'ah of the time of the desert or the times of the Torah. according to the measurements of used at the time that the Torah was given, it comes out as 6 sa'ar, but later on when they changed the measurements, and during the times of the Mishnah, they used different measurements, so it was equivalent to 5 sa'ar of the Mishnah's time. And now the Mishnah calculates using the measurements which were there at the times of the Torah, shtei eifos. In total, the Torah says that the loaves have to come from 2 eifah, ha eifah shalosh sa'im. An eifah is equivalent to 3 sa'ar, and that's how we get to the measurement of 6 sa'ar. 6 sa'ar, when using the Torah's measurements, the measurements used at the times of the Torah, that is the amount from which the 40 loaves had to be baked. Now, we saw at the end of the previous perek that an isorain is a tenth of an eifah, which means that there are 10 isorainim in one eifah. It emerges that in 2 eifahs, which is the full amount which was needed for these loaves, there are 20 isorainim. And the Mishnah does this whole calculation for us. It says, Esrim Isorin, we have 20 Isorinim over here. Now, as you mentioned, of these 40 loaves, 10 of them were chometz, they were bread which rose, whereas 30 of them were 3 different types of loaves of matzah. However, interestingly, out of the amount of flour which was used, Asorin chometz, 10 of their Isorinim, which is half of the whole amount of flour, was used for the chometz loaves. And the other half of the Asar la Matzah, the remaining 10 Esrainim, which is equivalent to 1 Eifah, that was used for the 30 Matzah loaves. Assumingly because Matzah requires less flour, it doesn't rise. The Mishnah continues to do the calculations for us, and out of the 10 loaves of Chometz which we have 10 Esrainim of flour for the 10 loaves of Chometz. So simply, the calculation would be Asar la Chometz. The 10 Esrainim, which were meant for the Chometz loaves, Isorin Lachala, each loaf contained 1 Isorin of flour, very simple. The Asorin Matzah, and the 10 Esrainim, which were designated for the 30 Matzah loaves, and now the Mishnah explains more of a Matzah Shleisha Minim, out of the Matzah loaves, there were 3 different types, Chalos. This refers to matzah loaves which were added, the flour was mixed with oil before it was baked. Or a kikim, this refers to matzah loaves where the oil was only added later on and it was just spread on top of the matzah. Or a revucha, the remaining 10 loaves of matzah were known as revucha. And these were matzah loaves which contained an extra large amount of oil mixed together with it. Nimtzu, it comes out, Shalosha Esrenos, or Shalish, Lekol Min. Each type of matzah loaves, each group of 10, had to be made from 3 1/3 Esrenim. There are 10 Esrenim for 30 loaves, so for each group of 10 loaves, there would be a third of that, which is 3 1/3. 3 1/3 Esrenim for 10 challahs means that 1 Isorain makes 3 challahs. Shalish challahs is Isorain. There will be 3 loaves made from each Isorain. So all those calculations the Mishnah has just done for us, that is using the measurement used at the times of the Torah. However, the Midi Yerushalmis, according to the measurement which was used later on, called the Yerushalmi measure, which was used in the times of the Mishnah, Hayushleishim Kav, there were 30 Kav. The Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah told us that there was 5 Sa'ar. 5 Sa'ar using the Yerushalmi measurement was equivalent to 6 Sa'ar using the measurement at the times of the Torah. Now, 5 sa'ar is equivalent to 30 kav. And now the Mishnah is going to do exactly the same calculations, just using these new types of measurements. The flour altogether was made up of 30 kav. So, 15 chometz and 15 asar matzah. 15 kav were designated for the 10 chometz loaves, and 15 for the 30 matzah loaves. 15 asar chometz, the 15 kav of flour, which was for the 10 loaves of chometz, kav v'chetzi l'challah. It comes out that each individual loaf was made up of a kav and a half. Times that by 10, you're going to get 15 kav. V'chamisha osa la matzah, and the 15 kav which were designated for the 30 matzah loaves. V'hamatzah shalosh minin, and the 30 matzah loaves were split into 3 different types. Chalos, the ones which are mixed with oil before being baked, or a kikim, the ones which oil was spread upon the top of them after they were baked. Revucha, and the matzah loaves which contained an extra large amount of oil. If you do the same calculation as we did earlier on in the Mishnah, it will emerge that each type of matzah loaf, each group of 10, is made up of chameshes kav min l'chol min. Each group is made up of 5 kav, that's a third of the 15. And that 5 kav is split between the 10 loaves, shtei chalos l'kav. So each kav would be enough for 2 of those matzah loaves. Mishnah Beis, when the Mishkan was set up and the Kohanim began to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Torah describes how they bought certain korbanos, and with those korbanos, they were accompanied by loaves as well. So this Mishnah goes into the details of those loaves which accompanied that korban, hamiluim. The loaves of bread which accompanied the korban bought at the time where the Mishkan was set up, hayuboim kamatz shabatoida, they came and they were made up of the same as the matzah of the korban toida. Just like there were 30 loaves of matzah when one brings a korban toida, so too there were 30 loaves of matzah accompanying the korban which they bought at the beginning of the Mishkan. So all of the details we discussed regarding the korban toida applied there as well, except that they wouldn't bring any loaves of chometz. Now, a nozir is somebody who accepts upon himself certain prohibitions, not to cut his hair, not to drink any wine, not to become impure. And he accepts this upon himself for a certain period of time, and when that period of time comes to an end, he needs to bring certain korbanos. And the Torah also describes over there that together with those korbanos, he needs to accompany them with certain loaves, and the Mishnah says, Hanazirus, the loaves which are brought with the korbanos which a nozir brings, Hosabosh te yodis b'matz shabatoida, it came from 2/3 of the matzah which accompanied a korban toida. For a korban toida, there are 3 different types of matzah loaves. However, nozir only had 2 types, chalos or rakikim. The matzah which had oil mixed with the flour before it was baked, and the rakikim, where oil was only spread on top of them. The Einbar Ravucha, however, there was no requirement to bring loaves which were soaked in an extra large amount of oil. Nimtzu, it emerges that whereas a korban toida for the 3 types of loaves, which all in total was 30 loaves, that was made up of 15 kav. If the nozir only needs to bring 2 out of 3 of the types of loaves, meaning 20 loaves, so 2/3 of 15 kav is 10 kav. So Nimtzu asara kav in Yerushalmi ois. It emerges that his loaves came from 10 kav using the Yerushalmi measurement. Shehein shisha esronim v'advayin, which is equivalent to 6 2/3 of esronim. 15 kav is 10 esronim, which is equivalent to 1 afar. So if 15 kav is the same as 10 esronim, then 10 kav is the same as 6 2/3 esronim. Continues the Mishnah with kulon, and from all of the different types of loaves of which accompany the korban toida, hayonotel echad me'asar truma, the Kohen would take 1/10 of them, meaning 1 of each type of loaf, as truma, as a certain gift to the Kohen, which the Kohen has rights to. Shneim, as the pasuk says, v'hikrav menu echad mikol korban truma la'Hashem, and he will offer from them 1 loaf out of all of the offerings of loaves, as a truma for Hashem, meaning 1 out of each type of loaf was given to the Kohen. And the Mishnah continues to elaborate slightly on the different words of this posuk. When the posuk says that he should bring 1 of them, echod, that teaches that he has to give an entire loaf to the kohen. Shelo yitol poros, it can't be that the kohen takes a broken loaf which isn't whole. He has to receive a full whole loaf mikol korban. When the posuk says he has to bring 1 from each offering, shu kol korban is shavin, that teaches that all of the offerings, meaning each type of loaf, had to make up the same number of loaves. There had to be 10 of each. You couldn't do 15 of one and 5 of the other and 18 of the other and 2 of the other. It had to be made up of 10 of each type of loaf. And the Mishnah adds the reason for this. Because he's not able to take the gift of truma from one type of loaf on behalf of the other. And since he needs to give the Kohen a full loaf, which is 1/10 of each type of loaf of bread, it has to be that there are 10 loaves of each type. And the posuk continues that the loaves are given, la Kohen, to the Kohen, Hazorik Esdama Shalomim, who throws the blood of the Shalomim. Lo Yeh, it will be to him, it will belong to him, Vashar, and the remaining loaves, Ne'ech Labailim, are eaten by the owner who is bringing that korban, and of course he's able to share it with anybody else.